This is your Mountain Meisters recap with Kevin Hamlin.
Here we go, Mountain Meisters, week two in the books.
Week two done.
How are we doing, Kevin?
Very good, Eugene.
Excellent. Very good. I've heard the roads are a little crazy out there right now.
The roads are not great.
Everything's closed. When it comes to cancellations and delays, feel free to check out our website, conwaymagic.com, for that full list. But Kevin's giving us the 411.
Yeah.
It's better to stay home if you can.
Yeah, and if you're out there, give some extra room.
Yeah,
but hey, I'm not going to complain because we need the snow.
That is true. There's you ski guys are happy to see that. You'll deal with the roads if we have to get that. So Mountain Meisters week two now for the season of 2020. How'd things go?
Things went really well. We had another week of waking up and having a couple inches of fresh snow on the ground. So
it's always
nice. Made the skiing awesome in the morning.
Yeah.
The sun came out a little bit and baked the snow, and it got a little soft and sticky, but the race course held up great, and it was a really good day for racing and skiing.
Successful mug hunt, if you will, that's
yep,
right?
Yeah, mug hunt went really well. I think I want to say there was only one or maybe two mugs that weren't found.
Okay.
So, but most of them were found, and everybody had a good time.
It's always a crowd pleaser, yeah. The mug hunt. Yeah,
yeah. We had another good turnout, close to 300 racers go through the course again.
That's excellent.
And the total for the Josh Priest Fund we raised in the 2 weeks was, I believe, a little over $250. So
we'll get that
to them, which is awesome.
And that's that pay-to-play deal that you guys are doing.
Your third run for this year.
Which is great. That's just a great way to give back. And that's what the Mountain Meisters are all about, that community effort, of course. So it was a good week. I know that Riley Parkhurst was performing for the Opry.
Yep.
In the Zips Pub.
Riley Parkhurst duo was there. They played the Opry. We got our beer sponsor Tuckerman was there doing some promo stuff.
It's always a good crowd.
Yeah, it was a good crowd. Always a good time.
When it comes to, I know that it's a busy weekend coming up for MLK weekend, but before we get to that, for the list of everything happening at Cranmore, next week when it comes to the actual Mountain Meisters race, I know that the pay-to-play recipient this time around will be for the White Mountain Trail Collective, and there's a lot going on for that.
Yeah, come out and, definitely get your runs in and support the White Mountain Trail Collective. They're doing a lot of work with the mountain bike trails and stuff around the Mount Washington Valley, especially at Cranmore. We got a lot of mountain bike trails opening this year, which is going to be awesome.
Nice local group to back for sure. And when it comes to the actual racing, what do we got for left weeks signing up and all of that? How's that going?
I mean, you can still sign up. You're starting to run out of time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I want to get that out there.
We have, so after next week is when we start grouping everybody up in their divisions and start assigning points for the last few weeks. So.
Okay.
And week four, you'll see what division you're in and how many points you got and where
that's
where
it starts
sitting.
The count, right?
That's when the teams can start calculating their points and seeing what they need to do.
Excellent. Okay, so something to look forward to for sure for next week for the Mountain Meisters. Of course, you can always check out Cranmore.com and follow them on Facebook and social media.
Yeah, we're always putting out updates
all types of
and
updates,
everything.
Yeah, keeping everybody up to date with all those details. MLK weekend, big weekend
big
at Cranmore
weekend.
Mountain. You got a lot going on.
Let's see, Saturday from 9 to 2, we have Liberty Ski Demos going on. They have a Little Monsters Jib Terrain Park competition for ages 14 and under going on, so just check the website for that. Then 3 to 5, we have an 80s throwback party sponsored by Truly Hard Seltzers right in Zip. So wear your best 80s gear.
Okay.
Come out, have fun with music
sure.
and giveaways. Riley Parkhurst duo's playing again.
Perfect.
So they're always a good time.
Yeah,
I love those guys.
Absolutely.
And then they have a little pasta night from 6 to 8 that night. And then just Sunday, they have some live music and a Sam Adams promo and Zips.
And hopefully some more snow.
And hopefully
some more snow. Those cold temperatures coming up.
Can't lock down exactly how many inches they're going, but I'm going to say anywhere from 0 to 24 inches.
Right, exactly. It's the safest bet at this point. Depending on the weather reports, who knows? But we'll keep our fingers crossed. Obviously, today will help out for sure.
Yep.
And then we'll hope that the snow gods answer us again and deliver some more.
And just as long as the weather gets cold like it is, we can start making snow again.
Yeah,
so
shout out to all
the
groomers and
the groomers and the snowmakers and everything. They've had a rough year so far, and thank God for them. Because
what a thankless job. I want to keep thanking them because it is a thankless job.
You have to.
So we appreciate all the hard work over at Cranmore Mountain. That is for sure. That's your Mountain Meister recap. Again, I'll post up all the details and this interview on our website later today. You can check it out, conwaymagic.com. And, of course, cranmore.com is where you want to go for all things Meisters and all of the events that are happening for MLK weekend. Kevin, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, man.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.